B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Donald.
Yes.
So it says here you're looking for a girl named Nicole.
Yes, I am. I can't find her.
Okay, what happened?
Can't get in touch with her.
What happened?
Well, we met up and, we met online dating and I invited her to my place for dinner because I love to cook. And I made her a homemade meal from scratch. Totally from scratch.
And, Bobby Flay?
That's impressive.
No, I'm working on it. Uh-huh. Thank you. Well, I've been single for a little bit, so I should learn how to cook. I have to cook for myself. I have to fend for myself out here in the wilderness.
And it is wilderness.
You can only eat cereal for so many meals.
Yes, I used to live on a steady diet of cereal and Hot Pockets.
Gotcha.
Sounds good.
So let me ask you a question. So you said you made her a meal. Has it occurred to you that perhaps maybe she I don't know. Maybe right now she's not calling you back because she's too busy shitting her brains out.
Oh, God. No. No, bad food over here. Nothing spoiled. It was all fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to the farmer's market and get fresh vegetables. And
okay.
Now, I planned this day to a T, and I told her to text me when she got home. She never hit me back.
Ah, okay. So nothing happened though during the meal. Did she run to the bathroom? Did she? I can't get over the food being terrible part of it. I'm sorry, but
no, actually, she ate a lot of it pretty quickly. I thought she had a tapeworm the way she was eating.
Wow.
Okay. So it wasn't the food and nothing else. It was other than that, it was all good. She just hasn't called you back since that day.
Yeah, no text or nothing. I said, just text me. Let me know you got home. Okay, I didn't even get that.
All right. Well, I'm sticking with food. All right. So hang on the phone, Donald.
Hang on. Hold on, because now I know you like to go into my cooking thing, but I'm going to tell you a little something.
Okay.
I had a woman tell me she stayed with me for 8 months longer because my cooking was so good. She didn't even like me.
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I apologize.
I've heard of people staying with someone for sex, but...
Yeah. She's like, I don't want to be with you, but man, that lasagna. Yeah. The question is, why is she not hitting him back since that day? So, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, perfect. Nicole, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain to you why we're calling? It's actually a really good reason.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is exciting. Did I win something?
Yeah, you could have won something. So here's the deal. So we do this thing where people call up and they ask people for dates and we pay for the date. And somebody gave us your number. It's a guy that and he would love to ask you on a date. Listen.
I've heard this. Wait, do I have to say yes to hear his name?
No. We'll tell you his name. And then if you agree, then we'll, we'll take it from there. You tell us where you want to go, when you're free and all that stuff, and we'll set it up for free. And if you say no, then it's not a big deal. So if it's no, it's just no. So the guy's name is Donald.
Yeah, no fucking chance.
Damn it.
There's no chance.
Okay.
Donald?
Yeah. Can we ask you why? Because he was talking about how he cooked you a homemade meal from scratch. And
it sounds really impressive.
Yeah. And I thought at first it gave you a massive case of the shits, but apparently he said that that's impossible. But did you?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, first of all, no, I did not get sick from his food.
Okay. So
that's good.
Okay. Now he did say something that an ex-girlfriend didn't want to be with him, but she stayed with him because his food was so good. So clearly there's something with Donald that doesn't connect with human beings. Why did you suddenly ghost him?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because, maybe he connects better with things that aren't human beings. So the day before our date, he told me, look, I'm going to cook you this amazing dinner. Don't eat anything all day. I want you to be really hungry. So I was hyped up, right? I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. It's going to be all of these courses. So I did not eat all day before dinner at his house. I was starving. I'm not somebody who goes on fast. but I fasted all day to have his home-cooked dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I walk in, and I could smell that it was steak that he was cooking. It was driving me crazy. Like, I'm so excited. I also saw that there was rice, there was vegetables, like, it looked really, really good, and okay. It smelled incredible.
I could almost smell it. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. So this, I thought it was going to be amazing, too. But then when he comes out of the kitchen, he brings out a pizza.
He brought out a pizza?
Yeah, I was confused.
Wait, from where? I'm just kidding. No, go ahead. Well,
it seemed like it was a home-cooked pizza. Like, it was good, but I was excited because I thought that was maybe just the appetizer, right? Like, he told me to not eat all day. Mm-hmm. And I can smell that you're cooking steak. I saw that you had rice and veggies. So I thought this pizza was just, like, you know, the first course, a little appetizer. So I ate it. Like, I kind of scarfed it because you told me to fast all day. So I was starving.
Yeah.
So at the end, I was kind of like, oh, you know, I don't want to stuff myself because those steaks smell really delicious. And he looked at me confused and he's like, what? No, those are for my dogs.
He made the steaks for his dog?
Yeah, he surely fucking did.
Okay.
I mean,
hold on. We can get Donald on the phone listening to this, Nicole.
of course he is. Are you kidding me?
Hey, Donald.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Because I didn't feed you steak, that's why you ghost me? Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, who feeds pizza to their date after hyping it up and telling them to fast all day, but then make steak for their dogs? And I got pizza.
Pizza. It was handmade. It was a handmade crust. It was fresh mozzarella. It was basil. It was tomatoes.
So, okay.
It was great pizza.
He at least made the pizza from scratch.
It's not like I gave you a microwave pizza. Yes.
All right.
Yes, it was good, but not good enough to tell me to not eat all day.
I didn't want you to have all that real meat for your dog. Stuff in your colon.
What kind of dog do you have, Donald?
Two Rockwellers.
Oh, two Rockwellers. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are big dogs.
Yeah, and they like to eat good.
But wait, exactly. I understand the steak, kind of, but rice and vegetables too. Like, you cooked rice for the dogs?
Well, no, the rice and vegetables, yeah, it was for the dog. But, you know, if you're going to eat all that steak, you need some fiber. Otherwise, it'll be stuck in their colon for months.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a little
weird. Have you ever seen a constipated Rottweiler?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Those are the most irritable creatures on the planet.
Donald, do you not understand that women get really mad, too, when they don't eat? You told me to starve myself all day and then gave me a pizza. What about fiber for me?
Women get pizza from scratch. There was fiber. I said it was basil on there. You know how much fiber is in basil?
Okay.
That's beta carotene.
You brought a date to your home and then fed your dog better than you fed your date.
Okay, stop it. Let me get this straight. So you're mad at me for being concerned about your heart health. Is that what you're telling me?
My heart health. You could have at least eaten some of the food that you gave your dogs. I got some Papa Gino's bullshit. This is bullshit.
Must not have been good pizza.
Papa Gino's is not bullshit.
It is delicious.
Yes, but also, I believe that Donald made it all from scratch. Ain't that right, Donald?
Yeah, exactly. You know how long it took me to make that crust and knead that dough? I was going to give you a massage afterwards if you stuck around and knead you like the dough.
Okay, well, listen. I really think that this is very repairable. First of all, the next dinner will be on us. You can go to a steak plate.
Don't ask her. I don't want to go out with her again. This is some bullshit.
Yeah, no, it is. It is bullshit because you treat your dogs better than you treat women, and that is crazy.
Well, I was concerned about you because I said, what if we hooked up tonight? I didn't want you to have all that red meat stuff in your colon. You wouldn't enjoy it. And plus, I don't have to worry about my dogs getting drunk and going off and f***ing somebody else.
Wow. I mean, obviously you have some unresolved issues from prior relationships because that is just projecting onto me something that you must be dealing with somebody else.
Mm.
Good luck getting your dick wet in the future. Nobody wants to sleep with somebody who gives steak to their dogs and crusty ass.
A second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. Getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.